Beautiful. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our very second Enlightened Networking Friday morning call. And we are just so honored and delighted to be able to kind of pay it forward to our profession and our industry by starting these calls and inviting top leaders and speakers and authors to share their time-tested principles for prospering on the roadmap of life and success. And I'm down here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the beauty of technology in this profession is you can do it from anywhere and everywhere. And my beloved Robin is sitting there in Bozeman, Montana. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, and good morning, everyone else. And thank you for being with us. I'm sitting here just, and I don't know if this is going to happen every week, but it sure is happening. You know, the reunion, like Diane mentioned, there's people from many different dimensions of our past that are joining us together here, and that is a added benefit of what we decided to create here with Enlightened Networking is a community, a safe place for people to get together, people like yourselves that are really committed to growing, to learning, to flourishing personally, professionally, and you know, giving back. You guys are the ones that are really stepping up. So we want to thank you all for taking the time to be here. And I think we're going to get started. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, I think so. I just kind of want to reiterate once more that the purpose of these calls is every week we're going to be featuring top business leaders, speakers, authors, and people who will openly share their wisdom and knowledge of what it takes to live a richly and fulfilling life. And we're very blessed to have a very special speaker on the call with us here today. So I'm going to turn it back over to Robin, who's going to introduce her and just kind of let her share some of her heart and spirit and wisdom with us this morning. So back to you, Bozeman.
Thank you, Arizona. Thank you, Gregory. And this morning and at this time, as we're just really in the early, early stages, we wanted to have our special friend Nikki Kehoho on with us this morning because Nikki has been a friend, a mentor. She is a woman on a mission. I don't know anyone that has held a vision for our profession in home-based business, direct sales, network marketing at the level that this woman. And it is her passion, her vision. I want to share a little bit about her bio because it's so huge, and I can't go through everything, but and the stuff on the paper is even a minute bit of what she's about. But Nikki has been in this profession starting as a distributor 30 years ago, and currently, oops, I better turn this off. Hold on. Sorry about that. Got to remember to mute everything, you know? So she's built successful organizations, worked with network marketing and direct sales companies all over the world. She travels tirelessly, over 300 days a year on the road. Nikki is on a mission. She's authored several best-selling books. If you haven't gotten these books yet, Build It Big and More Build It Big, Secrets of Top Direct Selling Experts. There's some great treasures in there from many, many people. And in addition to her BA in Education and Business, she has she's a graduate of the University of Illinois Chicago Network Marketing Certification Program. And that's really exciting to know that that does exist. But, you know, aside from all those things, being one of the top business women in her state of Hawaii, one of the top 30 female entrepreneurs in America, named number 2 as in the International 2009 and 2010, honoring the 30 most influential women in direct sales. But Nikki says she's most proud of what brings her most joy is being recognized as the National Advocate of the Year of Working Mothers. She is the CEO of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, and her work is really to educate and empower home-based entrepreneurs around the globe. Nikki's an inspiration. She has been a friend, a devoted friend for many years, a mentor to me, and I have learned so much from this woman. She has supported Gregory and I in ways that I can't even begin to express personally and professionally. She tirelessly gives. So, Nikki, you're up at 5 in the morning. Who got up at 4:30 in Hawaii? It's one of the rare times she gets to be in her home. And she said yes to be with us. So welcome, Nikki.
Well, thank you so much, Gregory and Robin. I'm thrilled to be here. I have my morning voice, though. I haven't quite used it a lot yet. I'm a little cracked.
You're excused.
Thank you.
That's quite all right. Well, I've got a few things to ask you and then, you know, have you have this time to really share, because you have a perspective on home-based businesses and our profession more than just about anyone I think I've ever known or heard of. And I'd love you to share what are you seeing going on in our profession? What are some of the trends? What are you noticing? Because you are literally traveling around the world. You're working with so many different companies. You're speaking all over. You're consulting. You're working with the people in the field. What are you seeing? Can you give us an update?
Oh, it's an exciting time in our profession. It really is. There are people that are saying, oh, things are slow, the economy is bad. Yet it's quite interesting. Other people are seeing the exact opposite. So I really believe that our own personal belief about what's happening has a lot to do with what we get. So I don't think the economy is stalling us. I think actually that the economy is assisting us. I think that all the layoffs that we're having out there and people being what they call right-sized, which really is downsized, is affecting us in a positive way. For a lot of years, people believed that Plan A was a way of living. They were told by their parents, you know, you get in, you get an education, you get a job, and you stay with that job, and you give it your all, you work those 10 to 12 hours a day tirelessly commuting for that company, because in the end you will have a fake gold watch for your service. and
oh boy.
What I'm telling you is they're not even giving the fake gold watches anymore. Plus whatever you had in your pension or your 401k or so on isn't there. And so on top of that, even if you were one of the lucky ones that they kept till the end, most people don't have enough to retire. And so I look at that and I go, whoa, what's really happening out there? You know, I have a big family, and I have one sister that said to me most of my life, Nikki, you need security. Get a real job. And, I mean, most of my whole life she said that to me. And I just said, I believe I have the real job. I trust me more than anybody else. I like me. I'm not going to fire me. Well, sure enough, 2 weeks before her retirement, she was laid off.
Oh, my.
2 weeks. And I never said I told you so, but how many times had I offered her an opportunity for freedom? And she didn't take it because she thought she was secure. Now, what's happening out there is all these companies are laying off people that, for women, I call us the wow women, the women of wisdom, and they're laying us off, and it's interesting. They're hiring the young people who really don't know a lot different until we all reach them, and they'll take less money. So it's cheaper for them to hire a young person and train them, and they figure they got them longer, so let's do that. And let go of this old dog. You know, in Texas they say that dog don't hunt. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe that dog hunts, because it is not for the betterment of the company or for the individuals, but it's the betterment of the direct selling profession. Because here's what's happening. Those folks with that maturity, those seasoned people who know how to work, are entering the direct selling world in droves right now. And they're entering our world because some companies are smart enough to put pictures of seniors on their website, to have pictures of diversity on their website. And those individuals that have their own websites are doing the same. So they are inviting them to enter our world. Now, it just kills me when I go to a website and I see people 35 to 50, Caucasian, married couple with children, looking happy as can be. They really pretty much excluded everybody else. So the idea here is that we want to be inclusive of all. We want to be inclusive of all the different cultures, races, and ages. So right now, we have a lot of those mature citizens, and by the way, I happen to be considered a senior citizen, and I don't call myself a senior citizen. I call myself a wild woman, but I'm also a mature citizen, and I'm not washed up. I can run circles around a lot of those 20-year-olds. So what I'm saying to you is be prepared to receive the blessing of these folks that are coming to us right now. Now, here's the other part. I don't know how many young people, those vibrant, we call them the now generation, you know, those X and Y folks that are looking for something to happen in their life because they're graduating with a degree and can't get a J-O-B, that just over broke. What they're looking for is excitement. They're looking for a way to create their own path, and the job is not allowing that. That's partly why the DSWA goes into high schools, colleges, and universities and educates about the direct selling profession. And I would recommend everybody on this line offer to do the same. Not to sell your deal. They'll come up and ask you about it. You don't have to sell the deal. They will ask you when you go to talk to a marketing class and explain what direct selling is. But I'm going to come back to that because a lot of the people in our own profession don't even understand what that term means, and we create dissension amongst our own. So, Robin, remind me to come back to that because it's a really important thing. So other trends are the young, the seniors are coming in, and those professional people, the doctors, the lawyers, the college professors, many teachers. You know, we're having huge layoffs for teachers in Hawaii, and they call them furlough Fridays, where the kids don't go to school while the teachers don't get paid. So those teachers are looking for additional income. We are the answer. We are the answer to that. Other trends that I'm seeing on top of all these educated people is that we have people that are wanting more, and they are afraid. There are people coming from fear. And we've got to bless their little hearts. We've got to let them know that they'll have less fear in this profession because we care about them. We aren't there to pull them back down and one-up them. We are there to walk with them. And in our walking with them, we are supporting them. So we aren't a threat. We are a place where they can be and be the best they can be.
I love what you're saying, and I've been listening to Darren Hardy and Kiyosaki and David Bach. And, you know, it's kind of like our financial portfolio. We don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. And David Bach does a beautiful job saying, you know, supplementing our income, and most people do this profession part-time, and having a supplemental income that can feed our retirement fund gives us that extra nest egg, so to speak. And if something does happen, like you're talking about, Nikki, there's a place to go. And I think, you know, what you and I love so much about this profession and so many other people, and Kiyosaki says it really well, you know, it's a place to grow. And Gregory, I love quoting Gregory, you know, he calls it a personal development program with a compensation plan. And where else do we find a safe place? You know, you talked about dissension among our own, but when you find the right team and the right place to be, it's a place to flourish. And I'm just having, that's one of my great joys, and I know it is one of yours, is to really support people. You know, you see these young women or young mothers that, you know, need something to grow and have something of their own. And, you know, that's one of your great joys. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
I'm happy to. You know, there are many women who have been stay-at-home moms who are entering this workforce partly because husbands' hours have been cut back and they just need additional income to make the family, you know, go to do things that need to happen in a family. You know, in the old days, you went to school and you got your pencils, you got your paper, you got your books. Today, in the public schools, you know, the parents are paying for all those supplies, all those books. To get a family in school is expensive. So many, many folks are supplementing the income. But, Robin, I got to share something that isn't being talked about publicly. And I really believe those that are on the line today, you are leaders, and you're leaders of leaders. And there's something I'm going to share with you that will probably sadden you. I just feel that I don't want all of us to walk around with our head in the dark or in the sand. And I haven't shared it because it is sad. Today I just feel that there's a need to do it. As Robin says, I spoke in front of over 1 million people this last year. And when I go to an event, I play all out. I stay, I'm involved, I work one-on-one with people into the night many times. Well, I was at an event, it was all women, and there were about 350 women at this event, and I did my talk, and then I offered to help people to discover their emotional why or to share, you know, to coach them from the back of the room. You may not all know, but DSWA has the first and most comprehensive coach school in the world that is credentialed for direct selling. It's called DSWA Coach Excellence. So I've learned a lot about coaching, been doing it now for about 10 years, but really have even learned more as a result of our own school. And so I always offer to coach people one-on-one at these live events. Well, at this event, I sat in the back of the room. I had people wait in line till 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
For a 10 to 15 minute session to work with me one-on-one. Now, out of this group, I only got to work with probably 100 people through the weekend, which isn't a lot, but I did have a neck ache from leaning forward to talk to them. But as I'm sitting there, I'm listening to folks, and unbeknownst to any one of them, I had 43 women tell me that they were being abused. 43 out of 100. That is a high percentage. And that's out of the room of 350. So I don't know what the whole room would have been. And of course, I don't ask, are you being abused? I don't ask that question. But when someone trusts you, they will share things and they want help. They don't know what to do. And I really needed to understand where this was coming from. And by the way, when you say to someone, is this physical abuse or emotional abuse? They go, oh no, it's just emotional abuse. And many of them were physically abused too, but the ones that are emotional abuse, that's how they describe it. And I really want us all to understand, it isn't just, it is, it's abuse. So in my discovery from this, this is what I realized. These women's husbands have been laid off, and many times a man's identity is tied to his work. And when he gets laid off and he can't get a job because he's up there or he doesn't have the work experience, he's had one job for 15 years or whatever it is difficult for him to get another job. So the wife, who has been a stay-at-home mom, not a lot of experience, been out of the workforce, comes into direct selling. And she is the sole breadwinner in the family now. So she is working like mad to build this business because she has very little to invest to get started. So she's really got to work to get inventory or to do whatever she needs to do, even to make her auto ship. So she's running at night, going to events, to meetings. If it's a party plan, she's doing home shows. But she's out, and every night he's taking care of those kids. And while he's taking care of those kids, he's cooking, doing the things he never had to do, putting them to bed, bathe them. So again, his identity and his self-esteem is being affected. And then she might win a prize or a ring or a trip. More resentment comes forward. And as a result, we're seeing these women be abused. Now, I'm saying this to you not to make you sad, to make you aware. As a leader, to be mindful of this, to watch for this, to be a good coach so that people feel there's a safe place. Now, you can't fix this situation. You certainly can know in your local area the shelters or the battered women's groups that are in town, or a good counselor, a therapist, or somebody in a church, someone that they can go to get the guidance. But at least they got it out and they shared with someone. Now, I hate to say this, but this is a trend. It's happening, and nobody's talking about it. And I just want you to be aware, because there could be someone in your organization that this is happening to. The woman that oversaw this whole entire area had no clue. What does that say to me? She's not coaching her people. Because if she would have been coaching these folks, I can guarantee you this would have come out before then. So trend that is not fun, is not exciting, is happening. At least they will have a safe place to share with you. And at least they will feel like they're not alone. And it won't have to be the deep, dark secret. And they can gain the strength that is necessary. They can learn how to speak about their business as a family business, how to engage their partner in the business so that they're not doing it alone and there's not resentment. So that was just something that I just felt a need to share.
Well, Nikki, you have been on the cutting edge of, you know, educating and inspiring. And you know, this piece is really, really important. And if we know the source of the problems, then we can do something about it. So thank you for bringing that to awareness, because I think it's hard to hear, but at the same time, it's powerful. And, you know, the number one reason, and this has been proven in research, that women stay in unhealthy family situations is financial. So that's another dimension. And it, you know, I'm watching these people, you know, people that have never had a job of their own, that we have a profession. And my greatest joy in this profession is just having the opportunity to witness people blossoming, stepping into their power, growing, learning, and now, you know, having this situation, being able to embrace their partners and give them an opportunity, like, you know, you said before about, you know, really looking at who's joining. And, you know, you do such a magnificent job. And I know in the millions of people that you've spoken to over the last many years, you know, so much of your voice is about really shifting the perception of what our profession is. The pride you share in our profession that I think can open up people that have never been willing to look at this as a profession. So maybe a lot of these people that are losing their jobs and not feeling safe or secure in their income, you know, you do this wonderful talk about pride in our profession. Could you share a little bit about that?
I would be happy to. And one of the first things I want to say is that amongst us, all of us that are on this line, you know, the 16 million people here in America, you know, the 58, 60 million people worldwide, we must first appreciate us and not look for fault in one another. And part of that is understanding what is direct selling. We don't even use the same terminology amongst us so that people know who we are and what we're about. So I want us to get some clarity around this. One is, direct selling includes person-to-person sales, the person that's selling the pots and pans door-to-door, the insurance salesperson, the real estate person. They're part of our profession, person-to-person sales. The second part is the party plan folks. Now, the party plan people are like Pampered Chef or Tastefully Simple or Mary Kay Cosmetics. Or there are hundreds of those companies out there that have an in-home presence. Those in-home folks have a hostess that hosts a party or an event in their home. The hostess gets something free or half price for doing that event for that consultant or that representative. And the representative makes usually a larger percentage for the sale of the product, and they might only go three levels in the compensation plan. But those of you that are network marketers on this line, I want you to hear this clearly. Because many times what happens is the people that are in network marketing point their fingers at the party plan people and say, oh, those little girls, they hold those little parties and nobody ever makes any money. Well, I've worked all over the world, and I'm going to tell you, particularly for Australia, just in the last month when I was there, with one company I worked with, every one of these leaders that was in this event with me had an organization with 200 or fewer people in it. The average dollar volume of those 200 or few people was between $500 and $8 million in sales a year. Get that again. $5 million to $8 million in sales per year. And so it doesn't take a lot of people. So they just sell a lot. And I just was with a group of national sales directors from a leading company. You know, they just, one woman there brought in 10,000 people into her national area last month.
Wow.
Many other people did 500 people in their national area last month. Now, but that means that they had a few people doing a lot. A few people doing a lot. Particularly in sales. They generally are not huge on recruitment because they have to manage that area. They've got to lead that area of people, and they're very much hands-on and in touch with folks. Now let's go to the network marketing. I cannot shake a stick at how many times I've heard people in party plans say, all those network marketers, all they do is recruit people. Nobody ever sells anything. Well, I beg to differ with them. You know what? It's like all the people that are in network marketing, you're all a bunch of recruiters, but nobody ever stays, nobody ever sells anything. There wouldn't be a network marketing business intact today. So generally within network marketing, the organizations are larger and the dollar per person is a little lower in your sales. But I got to tell you what, you are viable, legitimate business model. Now, if we can't embrace each other, how can we have pride in our profession overall? So what I believe is this is the greatest profession in the world. I believe that. I believe that we give people choices. I know that we create more hundredaires, thousandaires, and millionaires than any other profession out there. I also know that we give our youth hope. We give our children the gift of entrepreneurship. We raise children up to be good adults because their parents have been home with them. Their parents have raised them. Their parents have taught them. You know, both of my children are entrepreneurs. My daughter is my business partner. Everything she's learned about business, she's learned from us being in business. And I'm going to tell you that my grandchildren are the same. I just have to tell you a funny story. My grandson says, I really want to make some money, Mimi. I said, well, how are you going to make money? He goes, well, I'm not selling my baseball cards. I'm not selling my toys. I'll sell coconuts. Now, we live in Hawaii. He says, I'll sell coconuts. Well, Isaiah, there's a lot of coconuts in the neighborhood. I know, but Mimi, they're in the trees. So he enlists his grandpa to go up this tree with him to cut down all these coconuts. They're out in the backyard shucking all the coconuts. He fills up his wagon. I said, well, Isaiah, what are you going to say when you sell the coconuts? So we practiced his little approach to people, and when he got to the price, he said, like $3. I said, well, Isaiah, how did you come up with your price? In the store, the coconuts are like $1.50. He goes, I know, but Mimi, I'm delivering them. True. So he goes out, up and down the street, sells his entire wagon of coconuts. I was totally shocked. He goes, Mimi, we're out of coconuts. So I asked the neighbor if I could cut their coconuts down so that I could sell them. Now, this little boy is an entrepreneur.
I love it.
From a very
it.
Young age. We must have pride in the fact that we are an example for our children and our grandchildren and their children to be successful in their own right, to not wait for somebody else to throw them a bone or to say, well, you're going to get paid a raise of 25 cents this year. They can create their own 25 cents. I also believe we must have pride because of the quality of individuals that we have leading both our companies from our executive standpoint and from the sales force. These are leaders with integrity. They are leaders that are here to be of service to other people. In the DSWA, our coaching program is based on 5 principles, and I believe that any great leader in this profession lives by these 5 principles. Write them down on your paper going down the page, STAIR, because these are the stair steps to success. These are the stairs that will take you to the top. These are the stairs that are taking this profession out to attract more highly qualified people. The S stands for service, because true leaders in this profession, like you have right here on this call with Robin and Gregory, of service to others. S stands for service, of service to others. The T stands for trustworthy. They are people who are trustworthy, and we must have leadership at the top of our profession that is trustworthy. The A stands for authenticity. They don't have to put on airs. They don't have to act like someone else. They get to be themselves. Authenticity. The I stands for integrity, doing the right things even when people aren't looking. And the R stands for respect. And we must earn respect. It is not automatic. So to be successful in this business, those 5 principles must walk in front of you. Now, you can't just talk about it. You must live it and be it. Live it and be it. And the pride that I have in the people that I work with on a daily basis, how I see their greatness, is it's like joy-filling for me. I know that this profession is going to get more and more and more positive publicity out there. You cannot put your head down when someone says, what do you do? I don't know how many times I've had people say, well, I do this little thing on the side, you know, this little network marketing company, this, you know, thing, just, you know, kind of part-time. And, you know, my real job is I work at 7-Eleven. I want to tell you something. This profession is more real than anything you could do because it's yours. It can't be taken away from you. You can walk away from it. You can do nothing with it. It can't be taken away from you unless you break the rules, your policies and procedures.
So Nikki, you have so much to share, and I'm looking at our time, and every time I hear you, it goes deeper. And the pride is when we're proud and unstoppable, you know, when someone has that challenge with the profession, you know, I say, you know, it may not be, are you open that your perception of this profession may be different than your past experience? But for us to be proud, and, you know, we are professional networkers, and we, more than anything, get to model and embody a dream lifestyle.
Mm.
And that's, I think, our greatest gift is, you know, whether people have their judgments or not, they can look at our lives and going, I got something going on over there. And I want to have you back many, many, many times, because the wealth of wisdom and inspiration that you have is never ending, and I just am so grateful that you were able to be with us at this Dark 30 this morning. And I want to make sure everybody knows about the DSWA, and we will have a resource sheet page on our website that'll be coming up really soon, where you'll be able to access a lot of the archive calls and the resources. So please write down dswa.org. This is the Professional Association for People in Our Profession. There is tremendous resources. I mean, it's never ending and it's constantly growing of ways to empower and support and educate and inspire people to be successful in our profession. That's why we wanted to have Nikki on early on, because this call will be listened to a lot by a lot of people. And we just are so thrilled to have you, Nikki. Any final words you want to share before we complete for this morning?
I would just say, be a student. None of us have arrived. Be the student that comes onto calls like this. Be the student that reads the great books in our profession. And we really hope that you will join your professional association, dswa.org, for $8.95 a month. You have unlimited resources. And Robin, the last resource I want to share is, if you're ever doing trade shows to get the word out about your business or inviting people into your home, a new thing that we've added is $1 million liability insurance for $4 a month. I mean,
wow.
That is a huge, huge gift to the people, as well as our dental, vision, health, hospitalization. Please take a look. You and your spouse are members under one membership. So we would love to have you join. We'd love to have you be a part of what we do. We have regional events taking place across the country this year. Go to events. You'll see. We hope to be at a city near you. And Robin and Gregory, thank you for the opportunity to participate.
Oh, thank you. Stand by one moment.